This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Staff, do you have everyone you need in terms of recording the participation of people? Yvette, are you doing that?
Hi, Denise. Yes, I am. I usually just take it from the participant role in there. I'll get that from the Adobe room.
Great. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for joining. We have a packed agenda today. Due to the availability of staff, we're going to start our agenda with a brief staff presentation on the ICANN's Global Stakeholder Engagement Team's outreach efforts to SSR technical community groups. This is a follow-up request from our Madrid meeting and is also relevant to some of the obligations ICANN has stemming from the SSR 1 review recommendations. After that, we'll move into a review and discussion of the follow-up work that we agreed on regarding our subtopic groups. And Zarco and Boban in particular have been great in providing us draft plans and additional work to consider. So we have a draft work plan for subtopic entitled ICANN Security that has been emailed to the list as an attachment and also shared on Google Docs. We also have follow-up work on consolidating and reviewing the subtopic group list. And then we want to make sure that we capture any final volunteers from the group that we have for the particular subtopics that we've identified and to discuss what our next steps will be regarding these subtopic groups. We also need to do a bit of housekeeping on Johannesburg meeting and review, if we have time, our open action items list and, of course, any other business that people might have. And I see we've got Patrick. Do we have Adele as well on the line? Hello?
I don't see Adele on the line right now. We're trying to find out where he is.
Patrick, would you like to introduce yourself and start? We have a fairly tight agenda today. And there's a big echo on the line. If people could mute their phones and speakers. You're not speaking, please. And contact the operator if you're having trouble with your line, or message staff if you'd like additional help. Patrick, I'll turn it over to you. Thank you.
Hi, Denise. Thank you. Can you hear me and without an echo?
Yes. Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for inviting me to come back and talk with the review team. I have provided a written summary of engagement on security, stability, and resiliency issues. I don't know if that was sent to your mailing list. And if it wasn't, I can talk to the points.
Karen, is that on our list? Is that on the email thread for the team?
No, it has not been shared. We can send it out right now if you'd like.
That would be great. Thank you.
Well, you can certainly go ahead and send it. And I will talk to the points, and then if there are follow-up questions or areas where you want more detail, we can cover that. And then by that point, maybe Adele will also be on the call.
Great, thanks.
Okay. So as covered in the Madrid session, you're probably aware that there are several departments within ICANN organization that do outreach and engagement with different stakeholder groups on security, stability, and resiliency topics. So this includes the Office of the CTO, the department that I'm part of, Global Stakeholder Engagement, our colleagues in the Government Engagement Team, as well as staff in DNS Engineering, Public Technical Identifier, so IANA staff, and some of the Global Domains Division that deal with the technical topics around registry and registrar operations. Global stakeholder engagement, our team helps support the work of these different groups. We will typically represent ICANN at technical community events, and these cover a range from events such as IETF and DNSOARC, which was also occurring in Madrid, to the RIR meetings, regional TLD organization meetings, the various DNS forums that ICANN conducts in various regions with their partners. And we also do a variety of facilitating DNSSEC training on DNS abuse and misuse with public safety entities, some individual training with the CCTLD operators, giving talks at regional and national IGFs, and also cybersecurity conferences and other technical events. We do quite a bit of work, and there are established processes with the DNS engineering team to help support the distribution of new LRoot instances around the world. So in the written material that will be sent to your list, I've included a hyperlink to the process that we follow when requests come from ISPs, infrastructure operators, and others about hosting an LRoot instance. The process was developed with the DNS engineering team, and it includes very specific coordination elements between global stakeholder engagement and the DNS engineering team. And we typically will field a lot of questions directly from those that are interested in hosting an LRoot instance, and then connect them with the process. And we may act as a facilitator or just hand them off to the DNS engineering team to, for them to follow up and complete the process. We also have various partnership agreements and memorandum of understanding with regional partners, the regional internet registries, and others on the distribution of LRoot instances. And some of these agreements even include specific collaboration elements around DNS security and stability. Maybe I'll pause there and see if Adil is now joined.
Thanks. And Patrick, did you have thoughts?
Yes, Patrick, I'm in here.
Hi, Adil. Thank you for – this is Denise Michelle. Thanks for joining. Patrick, is there any slides that people should be looking at?
No. So there
not
are not
there
slides from me. What I was hoping to do was talk to these points, have a dialogue, and be able to respond to any questions that may come up.
Great. Thank you. I just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you, Patrick. I will probably just add one or two things, and then we will be happy to take any question, clarification from there. One particular aspect of technical engagement related to SSR is as well building relationship and trying to maintain them and nurture them with the ICER organization. As you know, the security and stability of the identifier system is not something that I can only is in charge of, but it works with other organizations. So within what we do as well is to be able to maintain those relationships, being able to proactively engage with them on issues that pertain to the stability and security and resiliency of what we do, particularly the top-level unique identifier system. And through that, we also participate in many events co-organized with the ICER group. We also have joint collaboration platform with some of them to exchange information, to also coordinate our participation in different activity. And this is an important aspect of the of SSR as well, because of the interrelated nature of our different activities. The Octo Team research, which is a new element to the overall technical engagement, is also very actively doing work right now to kind of start gathering data and information about, one, overall what we're doing, two, about things that are important to know while working on policy, while the community is working on policy, to be able to anticipate and be ready to mitigate any risk that the policy will pose to the security and stability, or being able to inform the community on the technical aspect of some of the policy. So I will stop there as well, and I'll be happy to take any question or clarification. There is
I'm
one
happy
question
to take
about.
Cute. Alan, you have your hand up. We'll go to Alan and then Jeff.
There is one question from on the chat room as well.
Okay, why don't we take Alan and then Jeff, and then we'll
take Alan and then Jeff.
I hope you can all hear me.
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, we can. Yes.
Okay, so okay, I want to just seek clarification. In terms of, because we hear that the global engagement team support the work done by the office of CTO. So I just want to get more clarification of what do we really mean by help support, okay? And also seek the relationship between this engagement and the IANA function. So can I?
Okay,
you try to explain a little bit. Okay, maybe let me say it again. In terms of relationship, what do we really mean by a global engagement support the work done by the CTO office? That is one aspect of the question. The second question is, I want to see also how all of this, the global engagement CTO, also affect or impact the IANA function.
Okay, I can quickly say a few things about the support aspect, because as you know, I've been part of the GSC for a while and now fully moved to the Octo team, so I cannot have a global view of how the two teams work. In fact, you have to take this as kind of the GSC team is the team that is on the ground. That is the group of people that interact on a daily basis with the community, and one, know the need, but two, is regularly called to explain and talk about things that we do. So the GSC team, when needed, will go out there and present work that the Octo team is doing related to SSR or any other aspect of the unique identifier system that we help manage as soon as they have the information, and they promote the work that the Octo team does. On the other hand, when they have requests or there is an opportunity for us, ICANN, to represent what we do technically in forum, in events, and so on, the GSC team are the ones who are first and foremost, and they provide that information to the Octo team to be able to go present and explain. And we have seen this very actively in action for the TSK role, where most of the presentation done by the Octo, for instance, many of them have been led or requested by the GSC team. So their support is in terms of raising awareness about what the Octo team is doing, and making sure that the message and the activity of the Octo are well known by the community, and also help get the feedback from the community so that we can align what we are doing with the needs from the community. So that's for the relationship between Octo, or the support from GSC to the Octo team. When it's coming out to the IANA function, It is the same. What we do has some relationship with the ANA function as well. The PSK role is one very recent example of how the work or the responsibility of within the ANA function in PTI is supported by both the OCTO and the GSC team, because a lot of the work for the role of the key is being done by the CTO office team. But the GSC team is helping spread the word as well to get the ISP and the operator ready for the key role. So it is a dynamic relationship. And as Patrick has mentioned originally, the engagement happens at different level. And what we try to do is to coordinate that and make sure that in a very dynamic way, we provide support to those different engagement activities when and where they are needed.
Thank you. Jeff, you're next.
Look, I have three questions, and quite frankly, if you can't answer them in 30 seconds, just write down the question and send the response on email, because I don't want to take time. The first question, Patrick, a lot of your presentation was about sending the message out. You know, this is how we engage, but your argument appears to be a description of how you tell an audience what you're doing. How does the engagement work in the other direction? What are your efforts to make sure that you're getting and accepting messages coming the other way? You seem to sort of point to some passive mechanisms where stuff is put on the web and you solicit comments, but I'm interested to understand any active elements you have for seeking input, particularly on security and stability related matters. And as I said at the outset, if the answer's too long, just take it on notice and write it down and send it back. That's the first question. Want me to press on?
Yeah, Jeff, press on, and why don't we come back to you with an explanation on that?
That sounds perfectly reasonable, Patrick. Thank you. My second question. You appear to be saying, in your engagement, anyone who puts their hand up to host an L route, you put one there. I'm interested to understand the planning process, passive response on placement of L routes. Is there a master plan from the folk who operate this route in terms of Anycast? And how is that overall plan implemented? Your presentation, it may have been a comment Adiel made, you almost appear to be passive, but I'm not sure that's the case. So I'd like you to elaborate slightly on that placement.
Adiel, can I take that?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I think this is a question that's best aimed at Terry Manderson, who's the
team. Yeah.
So I'm certain that they have an overall approach to what they want and how they want to administer elder. But I would direct that question to
them. And I'm sure that's the case too, but you know, what I heard was a little different. Thirdly,
Maybe just to say something until we got Terry into the loop on this. I think the policy or the approach that the engineering team has on this is two-way. One is that, you know, anyone can host an L route. Anyone can request it. And that is also one aspect where GSC come into the loop, because of their engagement at the regional and local level, allow them to know who wants or who is interested to host an L route instances. And as soon as that request is picked, then it gets through the process where, you know, the first assessment are done and all the requirements are done. The objective actually...
Thank you, Eddie. I'll move on with my third question, because I appreciate time is of the essence. My third question, you appeared to give the impression from global stakeholder engagement that you inform the policy debate after the event. You analyze the outcomes and provide feedback. What efforts do you do, if any, to inform the policy debate as it is taking place, to provide input on what are the potential effects? And again, I'm not really interested in a long answer here. Time is of the essence. If you want to write it down and send it back to the group, that would be fine too. Thank you.
Yeah, I know I can provide a written explanation that will cover the response to that question. So why don't we take that up?
Great. Right.
Terrific, Patrick. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you, Adele and Patrick. We had a question in the chat from Matagoro. How does GSE work specifically with the CCTLD community on SSR?
I think we could also provide a written response to that question as well. Adele, what do you think?
Yeah, for the sake of managing time, we can provide that by writing.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Are there other questions from team members? Feel free to stick up on the phone or raise your hand in the Adobe Connect. While we wait for any additional...
Just to clarify, Matagoro's question was specific to how we work with the CCTLD community. If you can make that
in the context of SSR, yeah, that's it.
Okay, great. And I had one question. I'm sorry. Is someone else on the line? Go ahead.
Well, I was about to say I have one question for the group as well, but go ahead first. I'll come in.
Okay. Thank you. This is Denise, Michelle. Similar to Jeff's question, and I'd appreciate an elaboration in writing when you have a chance. I'm interested in how your work is coordinated and supports the OCTO and SSR teams. A commitment to engage and seek input from the broader, particularly the SSR-related community that's not necessarily active day-to-day in ICANN. Their obligation to get input and interaction from them on their SSR framework and strategic priorities, how you're involved in that and how the coordination on that occurs. And happy to get an answer on that online as well. And who else had a question? And if you could identify yourself, please.
No, that is ideal. It was just kind of get a little bit, the context of this and probably sense from you guys how you see this engagement in support to the SSR review, because the scope of the technical engagement and SSR widely from the ICANN organization viewpoint can be kind of a little bit blur. That having your how you are seeing it in the work that you are currently doing can be something useful and interesting. I mean, particularly for me personally to hear. If any, if there is not, I'm fine as well. At this stage, I'm fine as well.
Thank you, Adiel. Jeff, did you have a response to Adiel or another issue?
It was a more generic issue.
Okay.
No, it's a new hand and it's a generic
issue. A new hand, okay. Adiel, I think that was both a statement and a question, but to the extent it was a question, my own perspective is that the SSR review team is in certainly in a fact-finding mode. There are several elements of our mandate that have some connection, either directly or indirectly, to the GSE outreach SSR activities. And so we want to make sure, at least from my perspective, we want to make sure we understand what you're currently doing, what your plans are, and understand how that connects with the SSR responsibilities and activities that it's our job to review. With that, I'll turn it over to Jeff for one final question, and then we'll need to move on to the other items on our agenda. Jeff?
Right. Again, as I said, this is a generic question. More than happy for the written response, and no need to react immediately. I gather the impression that there is a strong amount in the current program of explanation, almost teaching and familiarization with what ICANN does and what it doesn't do. In other words, to various audiences, your role in the scheme of things and how you do it and so on, which has a limited lifetime. At some point, it becomes an interaction between equals. When you've taught them, they don't need to hear it again. You need to listen and interact. When do you think, in terms of global stakeholder engagement, the focus will shift to more of an interaction between, if you will, folk who understand the conversation and the elements? When do you think your initial familiarization task would have been largely achieved and you can move on to a more substantive engagement, gathering input, rather than just telling folk what you do? Thanks.
If I can use a quick shot on that one, I think overall the engagement from us to explain what we do, I will you know, take the bet to say that it will end until we are sure that we can tick all the box of multi-stakeholder bottom-up process. You know, is effective, and we have all people interested who participate into our processes. The engagement of inputs will become obvious when participation in policy development, and specifically those who are linked to SSR, gets a variety of input. When we see the multi-stakeholder model properly visible in the way the inputs are done. And I think the GSC team is one of the most equipped groups to be able to achieve that, to make sure that they get those inputs or organize a way for the community at regional level from the different activity perspective, different group perspective, input into the policy. So, you know, we will revert to that, the other side. Now, when is a very big question that I'm not sure we could have a direct answer to, but the goal actually is to make sure that we broaden the scope of the multi-stakeholder approach, both in terms of geography, in terms of professional that can participate, in terms of interest as such. So that is not
Thank
a fair
you,
answer,
Adiel.
But it gives a perspective. Yeah.
Thank you, Adiel. We really appreciate, Adiel and Patrick, we appreciate you jumping on this call on short notice and providing us with more information. And we appreciate your commitment to provide some additional information in writing. I'd ask our team members to review the discussion notes you see in the right side of the screen and make sure that your questions and requests for additional information are appropriately captured there. And then staff, Adiel and Patrick, can use that to follow up online. And of course, if you think of additional questions as we move on to other agenda items, feel free to post in the chat room. And we can also send additional follow-up emails to staff after this meeting. Great. With that, we'll move on. And Adiel and Patrick, you can drop off now. And thank you again very much for joining and addressing these issues with us.
Thank you very much.
Let me jump back then.
Yeah, I will follow up with more information. I also wanted to note that we're just now scratching the surface of the variety of issues that are at work, where different participants within the ICANN organization are involved in the process. So what I've given you is only the start of, or at a high level, the types of interaction on SSR, follow up and provide more information, but I sense that this may open up more questions, and we can take that as we go.
Great. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye.
Since we need to address this at the top of the hour, due to Patrick and Dale's availability, let me jump back and just ask if there are any, if any team members have any updated statements of interest, and if there are any additional apologies or absences that the team needs to be aware of. All right. Hearing none, we'll move on to our next agenda item, and that's the follow-up work on our subtopic groups. And so, Boban, would you like to start our discussion on the draft work plan for the ICANN security subtopic? And I'll remind everyone that one of our work items that came out of Madrid was the additional work that Boban and Zarco volunteered to help spearhead in developing a draft work plan one of the subtopic groups. And we were thinking that not only would this give us an opportunity to provide some structure and a more detailed plan on how we're going to attack this particular subgroup topic, but would also help inform the work plans that we apply to the other subgroups as well, subtopics rather as well. With that, I'll turn it over to you, Boban.
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Because I have an internet connection, and yeah. Okay, let's start. Yeah, I sent yesterday a first draft of the work plan for Sub-Team 2, ICANN Security. And as mentioned in Madrid, I think, or I propose, that the appropriate way would be, or it should be, to perform a gap analysis on two industrial standards. The one is ISO 27001, Information Security Management Systems, and the other one is 22301, Business Continuity Management Systems. And I think that we, with the use of these both standards, we should be able to address all the relevant items that we identified in Madrid. And for the beginning, I draft a standard work plan which contains the main key action steps, the description of the action, expected outcome, evaluation methodology, required skill, and so on. And on other three sheets, a detailed checklist, you know, what to, or what questions are held to identify the level of maturity or of controls which are implemented to meet the requirements of the standard. Yeah. And it could be a way how we can organize our work in the second sub-team, or how to get information about the status of implemented security at ICANN. So I would like to hear from you, what do you think about the way? Is it an appropriate way, or should we change something in the methodology? Yeah, and of course, how to move forward with the item.
Thank you, Boban. I'll take a cue for questions and discussions. Emily, please go ahead. Emily, if you're speaking, we can't hear you. Maybe on mute. We'll do Emily and then Carrie Ann.
Hang on a sec. I'll just, is that better? Sorry.
Yes, it's a little bit faint, but we can hear you.
All right. Thank you very much, Boban, for this for this data. It's really great to have something to react to, and very much appreciate your work on this, which looks thorough and rigorous. It's really a question to you. I've not been through this sort of formal gap analysis through the ISO 27001. It's just a question to say, do you find in practice that it gets under the skin of what you're trying to audit, or, you know, because these things can either be a useful framework that gets things going, or they can turn into a checkbox exercise. So I'm just interested in hearing from your experience whether you find it valuable and whether you find it really getting into the level of detail that you need.
Apologies if anybody can't hear me. Did that question come through? I can repeat or type it. So let me just let me see if I can do anything about the volume. Thank you very much, Boban. Basically, thanks a lot. This is great. In your experience operating under this framework, do you find it useful, or can you advise us of any shortcomings that you've experienced in using this framework?
Well, I find it useful because I used it since 2000 the last 12 years, and I'm also in standard, in different standard organizations, and have developed the standard, and it helps you to identify your gaps, which you have, if you have a global approach, how to measure or how to identify any gaps in the security management in an approach which is vital, and for me it's a full scope approach about different domains in the information security management and business continuity management, and it needs time to evaluate it, but I think at the end the output is a great value which you have when you perform it, and you can write it down, you can measure it, you have controls in place, you can I think it's a good point to start and to say, okay, how we can reach a good standard in implementation and implementing information security management in a global approach.
Thank you. Emily, did you have a follow-up question on that before we move to the next question? Carrie Ann, did you have a question? I thought I saw your hand up earlier.
Hi, yes, I had a quick question. Both on, I wanted to first say thanks a lot.
We're having trouble hearing you, Carrie Ann.
In terms of, can you hear me now?
No, not really. Very, very faint.
Can you hear me? No?
Yeah, it's very faint. If we can get the operator to boost the level. Staff, if you could help Carrie Ann, see if the operator can help boost the sound level on her line.
Are you able to hear me now? I'm trying to
Ah, there you go.
Off.
Yes, that works well.
The volume is down. I didn't realize on the mic. Yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, Bob, it's a quick question because I'm able to lose connectivity, so I'll ask quickly. I wanted to first tell you thanks for what you did. I think it's a good start for us to focus. The only thing I'd probably ask the team to consider when we review it for this sub-team and other sub-teams is that we probably tweak some of the language in terms of the specific products. For example, calling it an audit. I don't know how the community or ICANN itself might appreciate an audit since we're conducting a review and since some of those terminologies at the ISO.
I think we lost Carrie Ann. Are you there? Well, let's see if we can get Carrie Ann back. Meanwhile, Jeff, you have a question, and then Alain. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for this work, Robin. I have, I suppose, one question here. When I'm doing this profession,
a very strict, I know.
Carrie Ann's back. Hey, Carrie Ann, we lost you for a while. Could you, if you continue talking, we didn't hear you. Could you repeat your last part? You had a concern about the use of the term audit versus review. Then we lost you after that. Are you there? Okay. Jeff, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Okay, I'll be a lot faster. Normally when I see this kind of work, my first reaction is engage an external firm, an audit firm, to conduct this kind of work under, you know, our instructions and then review the outcomes. Do you think that this plan as it stands could be undertaken by the review team as a set of volunteers, or do you think necessarily that to do it to the level of detail and standard that you're describing here, we would engage external consultants to do this for us? Thank you.
Great question, Jeff. Thank you very much for this one. And I think it would be a good option to hire a consultant and to perform the gap analysis. And I think we can, because we have all limited resources, and since I'm in lead audit in 27001 and 2301, and if somebody assists from the sub-team, it could be possible, but I think it would be better to hire an external firm to provide the gap analysis and to write it down and to move on forward.
Thanks. I certainly agree with that answer too. That's my reaction as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Alain, you're next.
Yes, my question is also around what Jeff just asked. But me, I personally think that this review team shouldn't even try to do this kind of work directly or getting an external firm to do it. I think our focus should be first, let's see what I can have in place in terms of certification, how they manage the security, and get the outcome of a previous audit and everything. And if we think we need to go further, maybe get some expertise to evaluate some of the outcomes of the document we have in hand, yes, but I don't think it is in our scope to even try to say we are going to audit the system. We should be making sure the mechanisms in place are being followed and the recommendations are being implemented. And if we see any gap, then we try to analyze the gap and see, but not to try to do the audit. I think this is my
thank you, Alain. And I see some agreements noted in the chat window as well.
Could I? Just to Alain, I talked to Steve in Madrid. If I can have some certifications in place or did they certify it in any standard? And he said, no, yes, they are working on it, or they're working to be compliant to the standard, but I think we should, or we could provide a gap analysis to see where they are. Yeah, and I think it's a good way to have an idea what we have to do to have a full scope approach. Yeah, and maybe a good way how to implement security and overall. Yeah, it could also be to review audits which are performed in the past. Yeah, but I think it could be a good way also to provide one actual.
Thank you. Is Carrie Ann back on the phone? I see a comment in the chat room. If so, feel free to hold forth.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we can.
I missed what had happened before because I was trying to reconnect everything. But what I was saying was not just the use of the term, I think more seeing exactly what would be applicable to the areas that we wanted to review by ICANN. Boban, you would probably know better than I would in terms of what we could actually extract and do like a short version of probably using the ISO standards that you recommend. I don't know how the community would feel, or even if it is that we attempt to do it without going into the full breadth of applying all the different line items that the standards include in the checklist for us to check it, and if each of us would have the ability to be able to verify whether or not if we use the term audit, it actually meets that audit standard. So my recommendation would just be that given that we have this base template now to work on modifying, it's a good start, and we just now tweak it to ensure it's something that we can actually meet the standard to apply and deliver comments in our review as to whether or not these standards were met based on what we selected as applicable.
Boban, would you like to reply? Or?
No, not a reply.
Sorry, didn't understand it because I have also poor connection and it was hard to follow it. I would like to move forward and maybe Karen and I can phone at the end of the conference.
Okay, good, thank you. Steve, Conti, and again, if people could mute their phones when they're not speaking. There's a bit of an echo on the line. I have Steve Conti next, and then Alain, I'm not sure if your hand is old or new, but Steve, the floor is yours at this.
Thanks, Denise. I just wanted to clarify my side of the conversation that I had with Boban during a break once about this, and what I was trying to indicate is that the ICANN systems are diverse and spread out and managed through various portions of ICANN, including IT, DNS engineering, which handles some of the root servers, and then some of the root stuff that is managed through IT or via IT for PTI, and that the various levels, depending on depending on different things such as, the community outreach or community visibility or the level of importance such as holding the KFK or the key signing key for the root zone itself, there will be different places that have different structures set up that could be and probably have some measure of certification either in place or working. I didn't say and can't say with any certainty what those levels and measures are. And I'm requesting to the review team to consider the magnitude of the scope as it currently stands. And to, if the review team wants to go down this path or intends to go down this path, that we take a look at, maybe specific items or functions that have impact on the SSR of ICANN within, its scope and name it and all that, And not necessarily, personally speaking, I don't necessarily think that this is the place for a ICANN IT audit, but looking at it from the questions that affect the SSR of the unique identifiers, the SSR of the DNS that the review team has been asked to look at. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Are there any follow-up comments or questions on that or other items we've discussed relating to this draft work plan? Okay. We're swiftly coming to, the end of our call. But let's quickly move on then to Zarko, would you like to touch on your contribution? And I see I hear a big echo on the line. Oh, I'm sorry. Don Blumenthal, you had a question before we move on?
Yeah. Am I coming through? I've been having problems.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I just noticed how late we're getting. I still have a couple of items on the agenda. I've got a number of concerns about 27001 and exactly how we would are looking to use it, but I'll just go ahead and write something up.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that bit at the end, Don. Did you want to post to the list instead of discussing it now?
Yeah, because with only 8 minutes left, yeah.
Okay.
I'll just write something up.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Don. Zarko, I wanted to give you an opportunity to discuss your follow-up work as well. Zarko, can you hear us? No. We may have lost him. There's also a an additional draft relating to the SSR framework that's in Google, that's been shared in Google Docs, that attempts to also break out the sort of skill set that may be required for each one. So please follow that link from your email thread, or Jennifer has kindly dropped it a link into the chat as well. And let's continue our discussion about this work as well on our email list. Could staff, and I think it's really important to keep up the momentum and continue our work on the email thread. Johannesburg is fast approaching and, to keep our work moving forward and also to get the most we can out of our face-to-face meeting, we'll need to address many of these issues on email list as well as in person. And while Zarko adds some notes to the list, I'll just quickly move on to the next item, just to note that we'd like to finalize the volunteer list for the subtopics that we have laid out. Is staff able to pull? Do they have those on a slide? Are they able to pull them up? Yes? No?
Yeah, we'll get those up in just a minute.
Okay. Thank you. And then in addition to making sure every team member has had a chance to review the subtopics add their name to one or two that they can do a deep dive into and help advance the work on those subtopics, please make sure you take care of that in the next couple of days so we have a clear sense of how the volunteer effort is shaping up with each topic. And then please give some thought to the great work that Zarco and Boban have done to date on these subtopics. And please share your thoughts on the email list about the most productive next steps we can take on these subtopics. And then before we sign off, I want to touch on Johannesburg, give people a chance to ask any questions that they may have, and also again to encourage people to share any suggestions, requests that they have for agenda items. Make sure you share that on the team list. The co-chairs will be shortly getting out a draft agenda for our Johannesburg meeting, and would appreciate any additional input any team member has on that. I'll pause there to make sure there are no questions about Johannesburg in particular or the other agenda items. Okay. We'll ask staff to send the open action item list to the email list or a link to the list on the wiki. Are there any urgent outstanding action items that you wanted to bring to the team's attention? I'm raising that question for staff or Emily. Please always feel free to jump in if you know of any either. Go ahead. Staff, did you have any items you wanted to flag for action while we have the team members on the phone? Okay. We'll ask people to follow up then on the email list on all of these agenda items, as Emily has reinforced in the chat. We really need everyone's engagement on the email list, sharing their thoughts for agenda items in Johannesburg, and also in particular thoughts on moving our subtopic work forward. Is there any other business before we conclude this call from anyone? Please feel free to speak up. Raise your hand. Okay.
This is Alain. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Just a suggestion. For example, we got Patrick and Adiel in a call, but maybe in the future we maybe need to make sure we give our guest speakers what we want to hear for them to prepare, because I feel like we got them on the call, they say something, we ask questions, we can't get answer, they should go and write. So maybe we may need to see the approach for a better outcome next time. Just a suggestion.
Thank you for that excellent suggestion. Emily, your hands up. Emily, we're having trouble hearing you if you're speaking. Emily's typing. Emily had a question from an observer who is finding the interaction modes a bit clunky, is there a way we can be more open to observer inputs? I think a great question to take on board, discuss on the list, and hopefully address at our either online or at our next meeting. And Emily's going to start a thread on that. Okay, great. Thanks, everyone, for volunteering your hour and for all the work that's been done. And please continue on the email thread. And everyone have a good morning, evening, or afternoon. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.